Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, the EBRD has approved a formal loan request for the Egyptian government for 250 million euros to partially fund a project to convert Alexandria's Abu Qir railway into an underground metro. Essar Oil has appointed Deepak Maheshwari as its CEO. And Mrs. R. Mukami Kariki, a Kenyan national, has been named as the new World Bank country manager for Uganda. Over in the commodity finance space, on our headline news offering, Louis Dreyfus Company's latest revolver mimics its debut in the Asia sustainability-linked debt sector from 2019. But with a COVID premium on the loan margin and an uptick in fees. Over on our essentials news offering, India's largest integrated ports and logistics company, Adani Ports and Special Economic Zone, sealed a $750 million dual tranche bond on the 26th of July. On our third-party news tracker service, the IFC has unveiled a partnership with food company McCormick and Company and City to provide supplies of McCormick's herbs and spices with financial incentives linked to improvements in measures of social and environmental sustainability. And Watson Farley & Williams has appointed commodities dispute specialist Sumit Malhotra as partner in Singapore. And last, but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, the European Investment Bank will provide loan-by-loan guarantees covering 75% of a portfolio of up to 250 million euros of the German private bank Berenberg. And maritime intelligence company Polestar has appointed Eric Gilder as its chief revenue officer. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.